the first skill in successful negotiating, and some people say that this is 90% of success, is preparation. Preparation is the key. The more and better prepared you are prior to a negotiation, the more likely it is that the outcome of the negotiation will be satisfactory. Preparation requires that you do two things. First, get all the information you possibly can about the upcoming negotiation. Second, think the negotiation through carefully from beginning to end and be fully prepared for any eventuality. Begin by finding out everything you possibly can about the situation. If you're thinking of buying a house, take the time to go out and look at 50 to 100 houses and then sit down and compare the various sizes and selections and amenities and costs and sales prices. If you're thinking of buying a car or a stereo set or a product that's available in more than one place, phone all over town to find out how much you can get it for. Always be sure to ask this key question. What's the best deal I can get on this if I buy it today? If you're going to be negotiating with a particular person, find out as much as you possibly can about that person. Speak to other people who have done business with that person and ask for their insights and for their advice on how to negotiate more effectively. Perhaps the most important form of information is your knowledge of alternatives to this negotiation. A basic rule for success and happiness in life is that you are only as free as your well-developed options. If you have only one choice, you are in a very poor position to negotiate in your best interests. But if you have consciously developed a variety of options, not only with this negotiation, but in terms of other solutions to your problems, you're going to get a far better deal for yourself than if there was only one thing that you could do. One of the greatest strengths you can have in any negotiation is to be able to get up and walk away. On the other hand, the more intensely you desire to buy or sell something, and the fewer alternatives you have, the less negotiating power you'll be able to bring to bear in the discussion. Excellent negotiators are able to ride the fine line between wanting to achieve the subject of the negotiation and simultaneously appearing not to really care whether it works out or not. Another form of power in negotiating is timing. You must give careful consideration to exactly when you will sit down to negotiate. For example, in organizations that run on a monthly basis and which have monthly sales targets to meet, you can always negotiate your very best deal in the last few days of the month. In the first few days of the month, there's very little urgency to compromise or make concessions. But as the time to meet monthly quotas gets closer, the people in charge of sales in any organization become more eager to cut corners and make deals. Whenever you possibly can, give careful thought to the timing of any negotiation, and remember, patience almost always tends to work in your favor. And here's an important point. Whenever you present people with something new or with an unexpected alternative, be willing to give them a couple of days to think about it. Encourage them to turn over the new price or terms or conditions in their minds and let them come back to you. If you're patient, people who may be totally opposed to your suggestion when you first bring it up will often come around completely and agree to go along with it if you just give them a little time. And finally, in getting the things you want, remember that no negotiation is ever final. If you find that the situation has changed and that you're no longer satisfied with the terms and conditions of the deal, be willing to go back and reopen the negotiation. Be willing to go back and suggest changes that make the deal more fair and equitable for both parties, and especially yourself. As we said before, and it can't be repeated too often, in all acts of influence, persuasion, and negotiation, the keys to success are to research thoroughly, plan carefully, work systematically, and don't be afraid to ask. Develop the habit of asking for a better deal, for better terms, for better conditions, for better prices, both in buying and selling. Ask for a better job or different responsibilities, or for a higher salary or for different benefits. Ask for opportunities. Ask your customers to buy. Ask your suppliers for better prices. Whatever you're offered, always consider an opening bid, and rather than accepting it the first time, ask for something better. And the more you ask, the better will be your results. And the better your results, the happier and more self-confidence you feel, and the more capable you'll be of getting a better deal for yourself in every area of your life. You'll eventually become an expert on getting the things you want. And every time you succeed, you will feel more like the winner that you are meant to be.